Now, you'll recall that right after Fukushima, Germany said, oh, that's it. We're shutting down all our nuclear plants. No more nukes. Yeah. So they need more gas to generate electricity. And that's just a side note, but something to bear in mind.
So First of all, before you continue, our basic premise in show 200.5, that it's always about the oil, it applies to gas.
It does, but there's something else that happened that we have probably forgotten that changed the entire picture and will explain everything.
All right, go on.
I think it's a model we can apply to everything that's happening. Scroll down to the title for the show already. Good.
Scroll down the big tease.
Scroll down to the third map. Now, this is the Arab gas pipeline. And you'll see the Arab gas pipeline starts down there at Arish, right? This is where Egyptian gas was shipped into Arish. And then the pipeline goes all the way up, passing Israel on the right-hand side.
It actually bypasses Israel,
Damascus, up to Homs. Gee, where have I heard that name recently? Every 10 seconds on the news. Scroll down to the fourth map. What's interesting is the Arab gas pipeline only goes to Homs. It's not complete because the mission is to complete the final 230 kilometers into Turkey, known as the Syrian-Turkey pipeline. So what was happening is we had natural gas being shipped in, and this is in many ways competitive to all the Russian gas. You with me? Although the Russians are in on the, everyone's in on it, particularly Europe, and the Russians are also in on the Syrian-Turkey pipeline. So this is the way that gas was flowing, and we're going to relate this back to Arab Spring in a moment. What happened on December 30th of 2010?
I don't know. You tell me, Adam.
We discussed it, but we didn't really think about what the true... And all this is in the show notes, by the way. We didn't think about the true parameters of what this meant. The Leviathan gas field was discovered. This is the largest discovery of gas in our century. And it's right off the coast of Israel, the northern coast of Israel. And it goes all the way, basically, to Cyprus. Oh, boy, isn't that interesting. So all of a sudden, the entire dynamics changed. Israel, which has always had to import their gas, and they imported it, by the way, straight from Syria through that Arab pipeline, Israel now will become one of the largest suppliers of gas. Now, if all of a sudden we have this huge gas field sitting right there in the Mediterranean, and we have the biggest consumer being Europe, what is the most logical route? The most logical route is to go through Cyprus straight into Greece, bypassing that entire other chart that you saw, bypassing this entire deal that you've seen with the Arab pipeline, the Arab gas pipeline. So,
and Cyprus is owned by the Russians.
Cyprus is owned partially by the Russians. Cyprus is owned partially by Greece. Turkey is very pissed off about the whole Cyprus thing. But who do we see showing up in Cyprus? We see Hillary Clinton showing up. There's a company there called Noble Energy. And Noble Energy has very tight ties to the Bush family and the Clinton family because Israel got a little bit greedy and they said, hey, you know, those laws we had in 1951 about how if we ever had any kind of natural resources, we'd tax them really low. We're going to jack that up a little bit, if you don't mind. Just a little bit because, we can make some money here. And then Hillary Clinton immediately came out and said, hey, you know, this is no good. And then she started working on something called the Law of the Seas. Remember that? The Law of the Seas, which determines the territory of each individual country and all the rest belongs to the UN or some other bullcrap like that.
Yeah, good.
Because who actually owns this? Well, Lebanon says it's theirs. Or at least part of it. Israel's like, no. This is the promised land, man. This is what Moses brought us here for. This is ours. Cyprus is saying, you know what? I think maybe it's ours, but we've got Noble Energy here, the Houston-based company. We'll work with you. No problem. We'll be your buddies. And we've seen a whole lot of really interesting things happen between Israel and Cyprus, but also Greece. Homs, of course, is really important because you want two things to happen. Gas is not is very cheap right now. So we can't just say, oh,
it's depressed, actually.
Right. We can't just say, oh, here's all this gas, you know, because it won't even be worth it to export it. But if we can create some kind of scarcity, i.e. let's blow up some pipelines, right? And what happens in Homs? The pipelines, it's getting blown up continuously. Oop, blown up. Now, 3 months after this discovery, 3 months, the Arab Spring starts. I'll remind you that Egypt was exporting their gas into the Arab pipeline, which bypasses Israel. Not only do we see the entire regime and the whole country destabilized, but their pipeline was blown up four times during that time. Four times.